in Jeremiah chapter 18, we read about the Lord taking Jeremiah to the potter's house. Jeremiah 18, the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, "Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my word." Then I went down to the potter's house, and there he was, making something at the wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again into another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to make. So I'm thinking Jeremiah just got up and walked down the street till he came to the place where the potter lived. Everyone knew where the potter was. He made vessels for the people of the town. And he was busy working at an activity that probably didn't seem extra spiritual or anything, but it was a work that the Lord used and chose to illustrate a spiritual truth. And so there he was working, and as he worked and spun the clay on his wheel, it had an imperfection. And so he made it into something else, or he reworked it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter? Says the Lord, look, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel." So as Jeremiah stood there and watched, and he probably wondered, what's this all about? The word of the Lord came to him and said, "This is what I can do. This is what I would do. Can I not do to my people as the potter does to this clay? He can take it and discard the progress, like what they were becoming. Take that and just take it elsewhere and rework it. Start over. Hit restart." And that's what the Lord was planning to do with his people Israel. So the lesson of the potter was applied to the nation Israel there, the Jews. And so it is. It can also be applied, I believe, to individuals or to any nation, that the Lord can take clay, and if it's not complying, it's not working out according to God's will, he can take it and break it and start over. It's both a warning and an encouragement that as we think about God's heart here, his heart is not to discard forever, to just throw it away, but he will give another opportunity for repentance, and he will keep working with people, with nations, to bring about what he wants to have, something that will be a vessel of honor for his glory. And so our part is to submit to the Master's hand and allow him to work in us what he wants to create. And even though it may feel like we're on that wheel and we're going spinning around and around and not going anywhere, if we allow the potter, God, the master potter, to do his work and to have his way, it will create in us and out of us a thing of beauty that only God can do. And trust that will help us as we go through the day to prosper in the Lord.